Hello once again, and welcome to another Mansion Inglés podcast. This is podcast number 67, recorded for November 2013. En el nivel básico, practicamos los pronombres y los antónimos. En el nivel intermedio, estudiamos los tiempos verbales y el vocabulario del cuerpo, parts of the body. We practice some general vocabulary at advanced level, and also we help you with what to say in English in certain social situations. There's also business English vocabulary and a translation exercise, all to help you improve your English and take it to the next level. En los podcasts mensuales hablamos de los temas, vocabulario y ejercicios que salen en nuestro cuaderno mensual. Así podéis practicar la pronunciación y repasar el material del cuaderno. Si quieres recibir gratis el cuaderno cada mes, ver la transcripción de este podcast o leer los anteriores, vete a mencioningles.com y sigue los enlaces en la página principal. Hemos recibido un comentario en iTunes de Carlos G. Carlos dice, mil gracias por vuestro fantástico podcast. Thank you, Carlos. Pero no hemos transcrito el contenido de los últimos podcasts. Os animo a que lo hagáis para poder seguir aprendiendo. Gracias a vosotros. Un abrazo, Carlos. Well, Carlos, gracias por su mensaje y amables comentarios. Si publicamos la transcripción en los cuadernos mensuales, siempre los publicamos el mes siguiente. Es decir, puedes leer la transcripción de este podcast de noviembre en el cuaderno de diciembre, el mes que viene. Y también no olvides que todos los cuadernos pasados están disponibles en www.cuadernodeingles.com. Cuaderno de inglés todo junto, .com. Y también puedes ver las transcripciones en mencioningles.libsyn. Mención inglés, todo junto, .libsyn.com. También las transcripciones están ahí, Carlos. Ok, vamos a empezar con el nivel básico y los pronombres de objeto. Do you remember the object pronouns in English? Pues vamos a repasarlos. Me, en inglés. Me, repite. Me. Te. You, repite. You. Lo. Him, repite. Him. La. Her, repite. Her. Lo. It, repite. It. Nos. Us, repite. Us. Os. You, repite. You. Los o las. Them, repite. Them. Bueno, escucha y repite las siguientes frases de ejemplo. Escucha. You're lovely. I really like you. Repite. You're lovely. You're lovely. I really like you. I really like you. Escucha. He's not very friendly. I don't like him. Repite. He's not very friendly. He's not very friendly. I don't like him. I don't like him. Escucha. Are they talking to us?
Repite.
Are they talking to us? Are they talking to us?
Escucha.
Football's great. I love it.
Repite.
Football's great. Football's great. I love it. I love it.
Escucha.
She's horrible. I don't like her.
Repite.
She's horrible. She's horrible. I don't like her. I don't like her.
Escucha.
I don't like vegetables. I hate them.
Repite.
I don't like vegetables. Vegetables. I don't like. I don't like vegetables. I hate them. I hate them.
Otra vez.
I don't like vegetables. I hate them.
Escucha.
Homework? I hate it.
Repite.
Homework?
Copia la intonación.
Homework? I hate it. I hate it.
Lo odio.
I hate it.
Escucha.
Please give it to me.
Repite.
Please give it to me. Give it to me. Please give it to me. Please give it to me.
Escucha.
Did they invite us?
Repite.
Did they invite us?
Invitar a nosotros.
Did they invite us? Did they invite us? Escucha. My neighbors are nice. I really like them.
Repite.
Neighbors. My neighbors. My neighbors are nice. I really like them. I really like them. My neighbors are nice. I really like them. Muy bien.
Very good.
Ahora practicamos los antónimos. Escucha y intenta decir los antónimos antes que los digo yo. Luego, repítalos para practicar la pronunciación. Ready? ¿Listo? Expensive. Cheap.
Repite.
Cheap. Tall. Short.
Repite.
Short. Young. Old.
Repite.
Old. Empty. Full.
Repite.
Full. Fat. Thin.
Repite.
Thin. Happy. Sad.
Repite.
Sad. Okay, good. Now, moving on to the intermediate section, and in this month's cuaderno, we looked at some verb tenses. I'm going to read the examples we had, and I want you to think which verb tense I'm using. For example, I live in Valencia. Which tense is live? ¿Qué tiempo verbal es live? I live. Yes, it's present simple. What about I've been living in Valencia since 1997? I've been living. Well, do you know? That's present perfect continuous, or present perfect progressive. Listen and think which tenses you hear. Take your umbrella with you in case it rains. Take your umbrella with you in case it rains. Present simple. Take and rains. The weather forecast said it'll get colder today. The weather forecast said it'll get colder today. Said is past simple, simple past. Say, said. It'll get colder. What's that? It will get colder. Future simple. Listen, I'm really sorry we haven't been in touch for so long. I'm really sorry we haven't been in touch for so long. What is haven't been? Which tense? Present perfect. Haven't been. Have not been. Present perfect in the negative. Since we moved to Barcelona, moved, past simple, we've been very busy doing up our flat here. We've been very busy doing up our flat here. We've been, present perfect again, we have been, doing up our flat. Present continuous. To do up, the phrasal verb is hacer reformas. To decorate, to do up your flat. We tried to send you an email last month, but it came back to us. Tried? We tried? Past simple. To send? Infinitive. But it came back to us. Came back. Past simple. To come back means devolver, return. It returned to us, it came back. So you must have changed your address. Must have changed your address. That's the modal verb must for possibility in the past. Must have changed your address. I'm almost certain you changed your address. You must have changed your address. That's the perfect have to put must, the modal verb, in the past. Must have changed, could have changed, might have changed, may have changed. The modal verb goes in the past. Listen, we were going out to a pub quiz tonight. We were going out. Which tense is that? Past continuous. We were going. We were going out to a pub quiz tonight, but we have just heard. Have just heard. That it's been cancelled. We have just heard, present perfect, that it's been cancelled, present perfect, that it has been cancelled. So I think we'll just stay at home and watch a film instead. I think we'll just stay. We'll just stay, future simple. We'll just stay at home and watch a film instead. Listen, hey Maria, how are you? I haven't seen you for ages. I haven't seen you. Haven't seen. Present perfect. I have not seen you. I haven't seen you for ages. You look great. You look great. Present simple. What have you been doing since we last met? Have you been doing? What have you been doing is present perfect continuous. What have you been doing? Where have you been working? Who have you been seeing? Present perfect continuous. Since we last met. Met is the past of meet. So, past simple. Listen, we intended to go around Europe this summer. Intended to go. Intended, past simple, to go, infinitive. We intended to go around Europe this summer, but my mother-in-law is sick, so I suppose we'll be staying at home. We'll be staying. What's the tense? We'll be staying. Future continuous. We will be staying. We'll be staying. Listen, I wish you had told me that you don't eat seafood. I wish you had told me. Had told is past perfect, because the tense after I wish is often the past perfect. I wish I had known, I wish I had done, I wish I had seen, I wish I had eaten. I wish you had told me that you don't eat seafood. You don't eat? Present simple. Let me make something else for you. Let me make. Make, present simple. Listen to the sentences again and repeat after me. Escucha y repite. Take your umbrella with you in case it rains. The weather forecast said it'll get colder today. The weather forecast said it'll get colder today. I'm really sorry we haven't been in touch. We moved to Barcelona. We've been very busy doing up our flat. We've been very busy doing up our flat. We tried to send you an email. It came back to us. You must have changed your address. You must have changed your address. We were going out to a pub quiz tonight. We were going out to a pub quiz tonight. We have just heard that it's been cancelled. We have just heard that it's been cancelled. I think we'll just stay at home. I think we'll just stay at home. Maria, how are you? I haven't seen you for ages. I haven't seen you for ages. You look great. You look great. What have you been doing? What have you been doing since we last met? We intended to go around Europe this summer. We intended to go around Europe this summer. I suppose we'll be staying at home. I suppose we'll be staying at home. I wish you had told me that you don't eat seafood. I wish you had told me that you don't eat seafood. Let me make something else for you. Let me make something else for you. Okay, moving on to the vocabulary part of the intermediate section, and we talked about parts of the body and what you did with them. For example, what do you do with your eyes? You see with your eyes. You can also look and watch with your eyes. Look at something. Look at that beautiful girl over there. And you can watch a game, you can watch TV, you can watch a film, etc. What do you do with your ears? You hear with your ears. And you can also listen. Listen and look and watch are more active verbs. You actively listen to music or to another person. You actively watch a game of football. But hear and see are senses, sentidos. So what do you do with your nose? It's a verb and a noun and another sense. You smell with your nose. You have a sense of smell. And what a wonderful sense it is. What's your favourite smell? Flowers, perhaps? Or freshly baked bread? I like the smell of petrol, which is a bit strange, I know. And I love the smell of freshly cut grass. That's a smell I miss from the UK. In the UK, there were public parks near where I used to live in London. But in Valencia, there isn't a lot of grass, yerba, around here, and it's usually full of dog's mess. My favourite smell, though, has to be chocolate. Which part of the body do you kiss with? You kiss with your lips. And what do you do with your teeth? Well, you can bite, morder in Spanish, and you can chew, masticar. Repite, bite, chew. If you need to chew a lot for a long time, you can say that the food is chewy. That's the adjective, chewy. Repite. Chewy. Chewy food. This food is a bit chewy. The steak's nice, but it's a bit chewy. What do you do with your hands and your fingers? You touch, which is another of the five senses, the sense of touch. Can you name the five senses in English? The sense of smell, sight, hearing, taste, and touch. And of course there's the sixth sense, which is a film starring Bruce Willis. What do you think with? You think with your brain. And if you are a footballer, what do you do with your feet? You kick, to kick the ball, or kick another player if you play dirty. Finally, which part of your body do you use to smile? Well, you can smile with your mouth, your lips, and I believe you can also smile with your eyes. In fact, you can give a false smile with your mouth. But it's very difficult to lie and smile with your eyes. Your eyes tell the truth. They are the window to the soul. Ahora viene el anuncio. Pero por favor no pasas adelante. Escucha un momento, porque siempre me ha gustado la idea de aprender inglés con videos. Por eso te recomendamos ABA English. Los videos de ABA English son muy profesionales y están muy bien hechos. Además de las 144 clases gratuitas de gramática en vídeo, también tienes la posibilidad de probar la primera unidad de tu nivel, y hay 6 niveles distintos, y realizar todas las secciones de esta unidad para probar su metodología única de aprendizaje. Tú aprendes inglés viendo películas cortas con subtítulos, que ya es un método muy eficaz para aprender inglés, pero también actúas en estas películas. Es muy divertido. En la misma unidad realizas ejercicios de speaking y roleplay, actuando en el diálogo del cortometraje que has visto. Los cortometrajes con situaciones de la vida real son la base de cada unidad del curso de inglés. Llevan incorporada la tecnología de reconocimiento de voz propia. Echa un vistazo a los vídeos de abaenglish.com. Puedes empezar los cursos gratis, sin coste alguno, y además con apoyo en español. Al empezar tienes que facilitar una dirección de email y contestar algunas preguntas básicas, pero no es necesario que realices ningún pago. Y yo pienso personalmente que si una empresa ofrece un producto gratis para probarlo, es porque es bueno y la empresa crea en sus productos, como nosotros en la mansión del inglés. Regístrate hoy y aprende inglés gratis con vídeo, en casa y a tu ritmo. abaenglish.com. Pruébalo. No tienes nada de perder. Moving on, in the advanced section this month, we looked at some vocabulary. The first expression was bound to. To be bound to means ser seguro que. Listen. Why don't you email Pepito? He's bound to have the meeting agenda. Repeat. He's bound to have it. She's bound to know the answer. We're bound to get lost. I'm bound to make a mistake. Actually, that's me. I'm bound to get lost. If I don't have my GPS in my car, if I don't have a map, I'm bound to get lost. Seguro. I'm terrible with directions. Listen, I have no idea where we arranged to meet them. I suppose they could conceivably be waiting at the hotel. Conceivably means posiblemente. They could conceivably be waiting at the hotel. It's possible that they are waiting at the hotel. Repeat, conceivably. You could conceivably be wrong, you know. I may conceivably get the promotion. Listen, we're highly likely to be the leaders in our field this time next year. Highly likely means there's a very good chance. Repeat, highly likely. It's highly likely. It's highly likely we'll go away for Christmas. It's highly likely he'll be late again. Listen, you're looking really tired. You can't have had a very relaxing holiday. Can't is the opposite of must for possibility. It's Sunday. My parents always go out for lunch on Sunday. Imagine my wife phones my parents and there's no answer. So I say, they must be having lunch now. They must be having lunch now means I'm about 95% sure they're having lunch. I'm almost positive. The opposite is they can't be. My parents can't be at home. It's Sunday. They always go out. they can't be at home. So to put the modal verbs in the past, you need to use have, the perfect have. Today is Monday. I phone my mum and I say, "You must have been having lunch when my wife phoned you." You must have been having lunch. You can't have been at home. Listen, there's a slight possibility that you'll get their answer before the weekend. A slight possibility is a very small possibility. Repeat, a slight possibility. There's a slight possibility. There's a slight possibility you'll hear from them. There's a slight possibility they'll get in touch before the weekend. Listen, Pepito broke his leg last week, so he couldn't have played football at the weekend. There's another example of have putting a modal verb, couldn't, in the past. He couldn't have played. It wasn't possible that he played because he had broken his leg. Repeat. He couldn't have played. She couldn't have gone. We couldn't have known. You couldn't have seen me. I wasn't there. In the advanced section this month, we also looked at what you should say in certain situations. Some of these little language chunks, trozos de lenguaje, can be difficult. For example, someone says to you, "I'm terribly sorry, I've just spilt red wine over this white cushion." Cushion is cojín. A possible answer, if it's your cushion, is, "Oh, can't be helped," or "It can't be helped. It's no one's fault. Don't worry about it. It's okay. Nothing can be done to help the situation." Repeat. Can't be helped. Can't be helped. Someone says, "We're going to be late because of the heavy traffic." And you say, "Oh, well, it can't be helped." Someone says, "The shop's going to be closed by the time we get there." You say, "Can't be helped." Another example is when someone says, "How about lending me your new video camera for our holiday?" So it's a brand new, expensive video camera, and if you, like me, are very protective and illogically possessive of your technology gadgets, you could answer, "No way! Ni hablar. No way. Can I borrow your new car for the weekend?" You say, "No way." Someone says, "Can you lend me a couple of thousand euros to go to the casino?" And you say, "No way." Someone says, "Sorry, I hope you didn't mind us putting on the stereo. We didn't know you were trying to work in here." You could say, "Don't mind me," which is something like, "No haces caso de mí." No me haces caso. Don't mind me. Repeat. Don't mind me. Someone says, "Do you mind if I use that computer?" You say, "Don't mind me. Help yourself. Don't mind me." Another example. Someone makes a suggestion like, "Let's go out for dinner. Let's rent a DVD. Why don't we go shopping this afternoon? We could go for a walk." You could say, "Might as well. ¿Por qué no? No hay otra cosa que hacer. Might as well." Repeat. Might as well. Shall we go out for a walk? Might as well. Do you want to go to the pub? Might as well. Let's go to the cinema. Might as well. If you don't apologize, I'll never talk to you again. You could say. I couldn't care less. Me da igual. Me da lo mismo. Con un poquito de enfadado. Repeat. I couldn't care less. I couldn't care less. You can also forget the I and just say, couldn't care less. Are you watching this? Can I change the channel? Couldn't care less. You're going to be late for school. Couldn't care less. You can't go outside in that shirt, it's dirty. I couldn't care less. Listen, I think you should have a word with your boss and tell her how unhappy you are with the decisions she's been making. You could say, I've got a good mind to. I've got a good mind to. No es mala idea. Creo que haría eso. I've got a good mind to. Repeat. I've got a good mind to. You should report your neighbours to the police. I've got a good mind to. Why don't you complain to your boss about your long hours? Do you know what? I've a good mind to. Repeat. I've a good mind to. In the Business English section this month, we looked at some more Business English vocabulary. And the first expression was to review a proposal. Revisar una propuesta. Repeat. To review a proposal. I think we should review their proposal. Have you had time to review our proposal? The next expression was to pull your weight. I think you should have a word with Pepito. He's not pulling his weight. No está haciendo lo que debe hacer. No está haciendo su parte. Repeat. Pulling his weight. Are you pulling your weight? He's not pulling his weight, you know. To pull your weight means to work as hard as other people in a group. The rest of the team complained that Sarah wasn't pulling her weight. A fixed amount of money charged for professional services is called a fee. F-double-E. Repeat. Fee. What is your fee? How much is your lawyer's fee? How much does he charge? I think lawyer's fees are a little too high. Is there a fee for getting a driver's license? Listen. We've reviewed your proposal and there are one or two things we'd like to go over with you. To go over means to talk about. Analizar, revisar. Repeat, to go over. We should go over these sales figures. Have you gone over the proposal? When do you want to go over the presentation? After receiving a pay cut and having to work more hours, the employees took the union's advice and went on strike. To go on strike, hacer una huelga. Repeat. They've gone on strike. Why are they on strike? They're on strike for more pay. Are they on strike again? How long have they been on strike for? Well, we're not on strike at La Mansión del Inglés. We're busy creating more material to help you improve your English. But we have reached the end of this podcast. But never fear. Don't worry. Never fear. No temas. No tengas miedo. We'll be back with you next month, as usual, with another podcast based on our monthly newsletter, our Cuaderno de Inglés Mensual. Remember, you can listen to all our podcasts, our previous podcasts, at mencioningles.com. And of course, on iTunes. And we have a new podcast called Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig, en lo que hablo yo con mi amigo Reza, que también es profesor de inglés, sobre el vocabulario, la gramática y la pronunciación de inglés. Puedes encontrar este podcast también en iTunes. Y si te gustan nuestros podcasts, puedes ayudarnos con una corta reseña en iTunes, contribuyendo así a que más personas puedan conocernos y escucharnos. Gracias a todos los que han escrito algún comentario. Thank you to all of you who are writing reviews for us. And thank you very much for listening to this podcast and for being part of the community of La Mención del Inglés. Remember, if you want to contact us, you can find us on Facebook. Just search Facebook for La Mención del Inglés, where you can ask questions, make comments, do exercises, and practice your listening. You can also send me an email to mencionteachers@yahoo.es. You can also follow us on Twitter, where we tweet useful links to improve your English, English slang, vocabulary, quotations, and much more. Our Twitter name is MencionTwit. Puedes ver el cuaderno mensual de este mes y todos los cuadernos anteriores en www.cuadernodeingles.com. Until next month then, keep practicing and taking your English to the next level. Take care and bye for now. The music in this month's podcast is by Revolution Void. The album is The Politics of Desire, and the track is called Outer Orbit.